the focus remains on what I keep talking on about for a reason, because you know, you can soon start drifting off into all these other thoughts. But the fact is, keep the clarity of focus for the players. That's my big thing. You know, keep them realizing the next game is the most important. Performance levels are very important. In the run we've just had, performance levels staying high was a very, very important thing, because there was going to come a game when it would pay you back, and it did against Everton, and probably should have against Southampton, barring something going against us. And, you know, I think that gives them a clear mindset, and it gives me a clear mindset as well, by the way. You know, clear focus on the next challenge. The rest of it looks after itself. If you keep performing and keep getting points on the board, then who knows where it takes you. But the main focus continues to be on that next game, that one game at a time mentality, and just not running away from yourself. And by the way, it's part of the Burnley culture, let's face it. You know, that's one thing I've learned here. You just keep yourself steady, son, and you just keep working hard. And I think it's not a bad place to be.
Not getting carried away. I knew that wouldn't happen. Is the pride to be taken, though, from being where you are in that table, being the sort of best outside the top six and wanting to stay there?
No, absolutely. So that's the balance. It's not about me doing it all down, because, of course, on the other side of what I'm saying, within that focus, of course, there's pride in the fact that to get to 40 points now is a big, big marker. Everyone knows that. So there's pride in that. There's pride in some of the individuals and the way they perform, pride in the way the staff and that conduct themselves, the way we go about our business, etc., etc., etc. But realistically, we all know the main judge of everything is how many games you win and how many points you get on that table. So you can be as proud as you want. The fact is, we want to continue winning games and at least continue this idea of performances, because you get them right and you've got a better chance of winning.
We've talked a lot about bad runs and how the actual results can mask what's really going on. Is that the situation with West Ham at the moment, having a bit of a difficult trot? Is there more to it than the results you see in your newspaper on a Monday morning?
Well, they've certainly got some good players. They've had a few injuries like we've been through, and that can make life tricky. We don't want to start... Certainly, I don't judge others on how difficult it is. We have to keep focusing on ourselves. I know Dave Moyes, respect him a lot, and Stuart Pearce down there, respect them guys a lot. They've got their own challenges. You know, we continue to focus on ours. No one gives you an inch in this level, or any level of football, but certainly not in this level. So it's important that we remain focused on what we're trying to achieve, not worry too much about others.
If there's anybody experienced enough to deal with the sort of plaudits and the difficult times, it's David Moyes, isn't it? He's managed so many games in this division. He very much knows what he's doing. Will he be getting worried about the situation, or will he be very level-headed?
Well, I've no clue in-house, but I certainly know he's never struck me as anything other than level-headed. I think he, you know, he handles himself very well and all the challenges that come with being in the Premier League. So, yeah, I mean, I don't want to put myself in the minds of others. All I know is, you know, having been through it 3 years ago and searching for them wins and the points when we first came into the Premier League, and then last season pushing all the way down to that 40 points. This season differently to date, you know, with that 40 already on, but now the next challenge comes along. So everyone will be fighting for something. Every manager, every staff, every player will be fighting for a different reason in the Premier League. So yet again, we focus on ourselves and not overthink what everyone else is doing.